This is Akashvani. The news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. The Union Cabinet has approved the continuation of the PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the overall outlay of the scheme has been increased to 69,515 crore rupees. He said, under the scheme, 88% of insured farmers are small and marginal farmers. Mr. Vaishnav added that 57% of insured farmers are from OBC, SC and ST. The cabinet also approved the extension of one-time special package on diammonium phosphate, DAP fertilizers, beyond the nutrient-based subsidy at 3,500 rupees per metric ton. It has approved the proposal of the Department of Fertilizers for the extension of the special package from today till further orders to ensure sustainable availability of DAP at affordable prices to the farmers. The tentative budgetary requirement for it will be approximately up to 3,850 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government is fully committed to furthering the welfare of farmers. Referring to Union Cabinet's decisions, Mr. Modi said the first cabinet of 2025 is dedicated to enhancing prosperity for the farmers. He said the country is proud of all its farmers who work hard to feed the nation. The government has launched One Nation, One Subscription ONOS scheme starting today. This initiative aims to provide seamless access to a wide range of digital knowledge resources, including research papers, journals and academic content under a single subscription platform. The scheme is expected to benefit students, researchers and institutions across the country by eliminating multiple subscription barriers and ensuring equitable access to knowledge. Over 1 crore, 80 lakh crore students from government-funded higher education institutions, including universities and IITs, will have access to research papers published in the top journals across the world. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 7.3% to over 1.76 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to December 2023. The total gross GST revenue in December 2023 was 1.64 lakh crore rupees. In November last year, gross GST collection had grown 8.5% to over 1.82 lakh crore rupees. The Ministry of Civil Aviation held consultations with airlines, airport operators and stakeholders over the past 2 months to improve preparedness for the fog season. The ministry stressed the importance of collaboration, including with security agencies, to manage fog-related challenges. Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu emphasized streamlining the travel experience, reducing delays and ensuring smoother journeys during weather disruptions. The Punjab police have made significant strides in curbing drug-related crimes, arresting 8,935 drug smugglers and suppliers and recovering 1,099 kilograms of heroin along with 14.73 crore rupees in drug money during past year. According to the Punjab police, 531 properties valued at 335 crore rupees were forfeited as part of the ongoing efforts to dismantle drug networks operating in the state. India and Pakistan today exchanged the list of nuclear installations and facilities covered under the agreement on the prohibition of attack against nuclear installations and facilities between both countries. The list was exchanged through diplomatic channels simultaneously in New Delhi and Islamabad. The agreement was signed on 31st December 1988 and entered into force on 27 January 1991. India and Pakistan also exchanged the list of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels. In the Hockey India League, Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers will clash with Team Gonasika at Rourkela in Odisha. Today the match will begin at 8:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.